Hello.
Hi, Francis. It's Michael from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I'm just sitting with my daughter just now.
Okay.
And I've got a wee 5 minutes to kind of run over it with her. And she says, Mum, I need to look it up and have a wee look through and see what it entails and whatever. So, because I've not really, I never really done anything like that myself. So.
Yeah. Do you want me to have a chat with your daughter, or
it's entirely
up to you?
Yeah, you can if she wants to, but she's just, she's just going through the different options that you told me last night.
Yeah, no problem.
And she's just kind of working out what would be better for myself, you know.
Of course. Yeah, 1,000,000%. I promise you, Francis, I'm not trying to push you into anything. You need to make this decision yourself. If I can help you, give you as much information as I can about the other options, obviously I will. I'm not a salesman, if you like.
I understand that, and I said that to my daughter. She's, the options is this legal people, they'll take 20%.
Yeah.
The other ones, what is it? Is it government?
So it's a government.
Can you explain it to my daughter a wee bit better?
Yeah, maybe.
My name's Antonia.
What's his name? Antonia.
Antonia.
Okay. Hiya.
Hiya, Antonia. My name's Michael. Are you okay?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. I'm just wondering about these different options because I know so my mum told me that there's three.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you guys deal with it, that comes with a 20% fee on whatever might come along. But do you know roughly how long that's taken in duration? Because from what I've read, it's taken somewhere in the kind of 3 years range mark.
So it would have taken 3 years, Antonia, if your mum had gone through what's called a civil case.
Right, okay.
So that's taken the local authorities or the Scottish Government, if you like, to court.
Right, okay.
Now, the Scottish Government have tried to put a redress scheme in between themselves and court. And
right.
The reason for doing that is, A, court takes a long time and
yeah.
It's expensive to both parties through obviously legal fees and what have you. So they put together what's called a redress scheme.
Yeah.
And what that means is they put a nominal amount of capital away for survivors like
yeah,
your mum.
Yeah.
And then they apply, and it's not assessed by, a judge, if you like. It's assessed by a panel of social workers and the likes as to what your mum is due back. So it's kind of, the redress scheme is a bit more of an express way of trying to obtain compensation, if you like, for your mum.
Yeah.
The options I've gave your mum are all through the Scottish redress scheme.
Right. Okay.
She could apply herself, Antonia. She can obviously she would apply on the Scottish redress.
I think for that option for the kind of just applying and doing it on her own. For me personally, I would say to my mum not to do that because I know that could be. Obviously, then you need to make your own personal statement. You need to bring all your own evidence up, and I would rather she didn't have to fully go through that.
It
would probably then be me that was sitting going through that way, and I know that there's a lot of stuff that my mum's obviously not told me either.
Yes, of course.
She probably will want to bring all of that back up. So I would say that option is one that she's probably not going to look at.
Okay, so
you just talk me through the other two.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. So the other option apart from ourselves is a law firm that participates in what's called the Scottish Government Fee Scheme. Now, what they do is they get paid £2,000 legal fees by the Scottish Government to help your mum apply. Now, I can't comment on what type of job they will do for your mum because they're just getting a nominal fee. So whether they do, everything they can, I'm not sure, Antonia.
What I'm kind of looking at and things that I can kind of work out, if she was to go down that route, do they normally just end up with a kind of flat fee? Like, my mum gets 10K and they take 2 is kind of like the basis of it.
Yes.
Right,
so
then, whereas you guys will take it to be individually assessed and then go from there?
Yeah. So what they do, Antonia, is whether your mum gets paid or not, they will still get £2,000.
Yeah.
We've waived that fee. We don't want the money from the Scottish Government. What we want to do is help your mum obtain the most amount of money. Obviously, because she earns and we earn, we're on it.
Yep.
A no-win, no-fee with your mum.
Yep.
So what that means, if she loses or if we lose this case, we don't get paid either. So it's in our best interest. And I explained to your mum last night what I will do, or what we will do as a law firm for her, which is write to a GP, write to all the local authorities, and get as much information as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
About the effects of her time in care in her adult life. So not just, yes, she was in care, it's how that care has affected your mum growing up.
I think for me, from the outside watching that, and knowing the effects that it's then had, for me, I would feel that is best. But how long of a process is that? And like a time scale? So, I know you can't obviously give me, like, we'll have this done in X amount of time. But
yeah, we average around about 12 months.
Right.
Antonia, Glasgow City Council are notorious and slow in getting information back to us. They're massively backed up. A lot of their records are paper. So it does take a while. I'm not gonna lie to you and your mum and say you're gonna get the money quick. It could take 12 months. But in that time, what we will be doing is obviously gathering as much information from these institutions. We'll also either come out or over the phone, whatever it needs to be, just take a final statement from your mum after we've presented her with all of her information.
Yeah.
And maybe then even take some form of witness impact statement from yourself or anyone who's been close to your mum and seen the devastation that her time and care has caused her adult her well-being in her adult life. So, you know, that's our process. Our fees are capped at 20%, so she'll never pay a penny more than 20%.
That's
inclusive of any VAT. We like that because we have skin in the game.
Yeah.
The client, your client, your mum's not just a number to us. She's an actual, you know, human being, and we do invest a lot of time and effort and money, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
To try and get your mum, you know, as much money as she possibly can. But ultimately, it's still very much down to yourself and your mum, how you take this forward. I have no qualms of thanking you for your time and letting you and your mum go and figure this out however which way you need to.
Yeah.
She's not tied into anything. I'm not gonna take your mum. She signed with us. That's it, because what your mum suffered in the past, there's no way as a law firm or as me as an individual are going to put any more pressure on your mum.
Yeah.
So it's entirely up to you guys.
It's more just about, and it's not even so much about the actual money. It's more just about knowing the impact that it has had. I mean, like, I've obviously been with my mum my whole life, and the 34 years I've seen the impact of that. So I think it's more just that. It's a wee bit of kind of justice in knowing that it has been taken seriously and that she is getting a wee bit of kind of retribution for what
it is.
The money's not
going to make up for what's happened
to
your mum in the past.
No, it's not.
It's just the recognition that, you know,
and I think that's it. I think it's like the maximum recognition is more the thing for me, is like, how do we get that? And how do we make sure that the kind of the retributions for what's happened to all these people is at the max? Can I come and have a wee chat with my mum
for
5 minutes and just kind of talk her through what I would think, and then we'll try and come to a decision.
You tell me what you want me to do with your mum's gonna be called today, tomorrow, next week. You tell me.
I'll phone back tomorrow? We just sit. If you give 10-15 minutes, we'll have a wee cup of tea and I'll talk her through the options and tell her what I would think would be the best recommendation. Would that be all right?
Yeah, actually, I give you a call back at 3:00.
Yeah, that would be great. She would be perfect.
Yeah, sure, Antonia, I don't want to back you.
No, that's fine. I think she's quite happy to kind of go down any route. I think she's happy it's being dealt with, but I would just rather it comes to to come to the best kind of the best route for getting the kind of justice that's deserved for everybody. Right, okay,
absolutely,
that's perfect. Thank you. That'll be perfect.
Thank you, Antonio. We'll be
seeing
you.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.